Another building in Fayetteville has received a LEED certification. It's at 15 North Church Avenue, home to Moda Studio, specialized real estate group, a barbershop, and an apartment. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and the building has received a platinum certification, the highest level of LEED. It was also the only platinum certification in the whole state in 2017. Modus and Specialized Real Estate Group opened up the building to visitors yesterday evening. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek gives us a tour.
Sarah King, who is in charge of marketing and community outreach for a Specialized Real Estate Group, leads a few people up to the apartment on the second floor of 15 North Church Avenue.
The tenant in this space has very graciously allowed us to explore today. And
the apartment has a deck that shows off parts of the building that qualified it for a LEED Platinum certification.
From this space, you can see the surface of the roof is white, and that's a key element in a green building. It's a reflective surface, so this building isn't absorbing all that heat from the sun. And you can also see these little domes. Those are... fill in the word for me, guys.
Light tubes.
Yes, solar tubes. That's right. Yeah. So it brings daylight into the workspace. And I work in this building, and we hardly ever turn on the lights because we have such great natural light from the windows and then from these solar tubes.
Part of the roof is also green in that it's home to plants.
You know, a green roof is that much less hardscape in an urban environment. And so every little bit helps, you know, when you can make an area absorb water rather than speed that water, carrying pollutants with it, you know, down the stream and into our watershed and our water supply.
King says Specialized and Moda Studio also used native plants in their landscaping and made sure the parking lot outside their offices was permeable. Inside the building, King says there are low-flow fixtures and dual-flush toilets to cut down on water usage. All these attributes make 15 North Church one of 263 commercial buildings in Arkansas that have some sort of LEED certification. Here's Linda Smith, the director of the U.S. Green Building Council for Arkansas and Oklahoma, which oversees certification in our region.
They all say that at least 20% energy as compared to a typical building, and at least 20% water. This one is a LEED Platinum building, of course, saves a lot more than that.
Smith says for a building to be LEED Platinum certified, it has to earn a certain amount of points in six categories, one of which is the site itself.
How it interacts with transportation, public transportation, walkability is a key factor there, and how you protect and the raw land on the outskirts of the city by doing infill projects. And this is a great example of very close to the downtown center where everyone in Fayetteville, of course, wants to live and work.
Another category, Smith says, is indoor environmental quality.
Can you turn the lights off and still work? Is the daylighting good? Are the acoustics good? Are the materials healthy? And so one thing we often see is no carpets, which would collect dust and lead to asthma and allergies. So the healthiness of the building is enhanced by just the sealed concrete floor.
And while developers may have to invest more into a LEED building on the front end, Smith says they usually make that money back fairly quickly.
A lot of companies that track this very closely think that the payback for a LEED project is between 3 and 7 years. So that's a very quick payback for a slight increase in price initially.
Plus, she adds, LEED buildings are better for the people who occupy them, and they're better for the planet. A LEED certification does come with a fee and a lengthy application process. But Smith says many developers find the third-party verification worthwhile.
Anyone can make a claim and say, hey, I built a green building, but if you've submitted to the LEED process, 2 million square feet a day in the world are certifying to LEED. So worldwide, you have a lot of other buildings to compare to, and you know that that rating system has been well vetted. So LEED Platinum in Fayetteville, Arkansas, is like LEED Platinum in New York City.
Smith says her favorite part of the 15 North Church project is that Specialized and Moda Studio invested in an existing building instead of building a new one. Chris Barabo, the principal architect at Modus, says that's what attracted them to the space in the first place.
You know, for us, it had all the characteristics of something we need, which is just good old building stock in downtown, which unfortunately Fayetteville does not have a whole lot of. So, like, hanging on to it, renovating it, giving it a new life was really important to us.
Since the beginning of their partnership, Modus Studio and Specialized have focused on energy-efficient projects. In the last few years, the two have collaborated on 7 projects, 120 buildings, and 1,200 housing units that allow about 3,000 people to live in more energy-efficient spaces. For Baribeau, thinking about the environment and energy consumption is part of good design.
We just think good design is by nature should be sustainable. And then what's awesome about LEED is it gives us sort of the metrics to back that up and measure and verify and really lays out the roadmap for how to achieve the things we want to do anyway through the design process.
Baribeau says his favorite part of the 15 North Church project is the charred cypress rain screen on the outside of the building. The slats of wood are lined up vertically to create a kind of second skin on the outside walls, giving the building a very distinct look. The rain screen also combines two of Baribeau's favorite things, form and function.
And so what the rain screen does is a few different things. One is it aesthetically is very striking and has a lot of character and patina naturally to the charred wood. It also, it's on the south side of the building primarily, so it actually shades the building behind it, so it prevents massive solar heat gain in hot summer.
Baribeau says the projects Modus Studio and Specialized are interested in line up with the goals the city of Fayetteville has set for itself, like the city's 2030 plan, which focuses on creating a healthy, walkable, and bustling community. The two companies' work also aligns with Fayetteville's Energy Action Plan, which the city adopted about 2 weeks ago. The goal is to hit 80% greenhouse gas reduction and 100% renewable energy citywide by 2050. But Baribeau adds he'd like to see the city find more ways to encourage infill development and the renovation of older building stock.
We do not have enough of it. So some incentives in terms of development would be fantastic, whether that means, you know, lower fees or impact fees on building permits or just a more streamlined process for approval or an existing building code would be really great in the city because we don't have one.
Otherwise, he says some developers may be more inclined to tear down old buildings instead of reusing them. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
You can look for before and after photos of 15 North Church Avenue on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.